Yeah, that's the one thing I was under the impression this had, that I can't figure out how to turn it on. It took me a while to figure out a few things. Like, I couldn't figure out how to get the darn Ford navigation working. Not that it's a big deal. You know, I'll probably use Google Maps more than anything. But, yeah, I wanted to try it. It is nice because it integrates with the dash. You know, you got the little things pop up in the dash on you. Next turn, you know, 6.5 miles, you got to go right. It's right in the dash. This one has a heads-up display, too, so you can have that right up in the heads-up. And, the navigation, I couldn't figure out how to turn the damn thing on. I finally figured that out. Well, actually, I haven't. The only way I've figured out to do it is I have to hit the speed button, and I tell it navigate home, and then it goes ahead and it brings up the internal navigation. But I haven't found a button yet to get to it, so I'm going to have to look into that. But the other one is the cooled seats. I that's another thing that I saw several places it's supposed to have. And for the life of me, I can't figure out anywhere to turn them on or figure out how that works. I'm thinking it's probably buried in the air conditioning settings or something like that. I don't know. I've got to figure it out.